Today is Sunday, June 12th, 1983, and this is Lila Nash, and I'm at my home on Bostwick Hill. And I have a visitor here who used to be live in Lakeville.
Born
and grew up there. She is Natalie Peabody Latimer, daughter of the late Eugene Lincoln Peabody and Alice Haight Peabody. And she's back today to visit the town. And I'm going to ask her some questions about what she finds after so many years away. Natalie, it's nice to see you again. And where are you staying?
We're staying at the Interlaken.
You're staying at the Interlaken Inn. Uh-huh. And now what you find in Lakeville is different than it was when you were here.
I couldn't find anything last night in the dark.
You couldn't
find? At my age, my vision was very poor.
Well, you remember that your parents ran the Winansko House.
Yes.
And that was located up right across from the Holly Williams house now. And that has
next
been
door to it.
Next door to it. And the Winansko House was a summer inn where you used to have people come up. And
year round, it never closed.
Never closed. And well, that was good. And you used to run the summer inn, you and your parents. And then you had Sister Inez and Sister Doris.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, what did you find today in Lakeville that was so different than
everything?
Everything is different.
The lake is quite different, of course. I couldn't believe the number of people that were there.
At the lake?
Yes.
Well, now it's the Holly Grove and it's run by the town.
Well, I thought they must have taken over some of the Hollywood property.
They did.
The Grove.
The Grove, yes. That is the Holly people gave that grove. And of course Mrs. Belcher, Ward Belcher, you remember Mrs. Ward Belcher?
I remember the name, that's
yes. Well, they bought the grove and gave it to the town for recreation.
I recognize my grandfather's house on the corner.
Oh, your grand on the corner.
That was a death trap before. Now the hedge is down, you can see around the corner.
Oh yes.
You had to peek around before you dared to go. I was a child.
Right, and your grandfather, he had the boat living.
Yes.
He ran the launch.
He ran that for all of my life that I remember.
The launch.
Yes.
He used to take people around the lake.
You want a bit of humor?
Yes.
Oh, I suddenly remembered that the launch was called Nina. And there was nobody with that name in the family. Any side, anywhere. I don't know who on earth Nina was, but I never found out.
You never found out who Nina was?
Good name for speculation.
And it's too bad he didn't call it the Natalie.
Well, I think it was long before that.
Yes. I remember him myself. And what else did you find that was so different? Did you see the new Holly Manufacturing Company
yes,
building?
Yes, we went by that. And what is it now?
Now it's the building has been all renovated and fixed over, and by the name of Ralph Swiker, and he was president of the Babel Company,
mm-hmm.
and he's fixed it all over, and they're going to have upstairs in the upstairs part they have what they call settings. It's a shop, and down on the other floor down below they're going to have a restaurant.
That would be fine. I noticed that the Dufour's place was entirely different. I remember that, of course.
And that was, what was that called?
The Hub? The malt shop?
The Hub. Remember Ma Dufour? The
I
Hub?
I remember her.
Yes.
And I remember the boys, because it was one my age that I admired considerably.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And remember?
I remember Sis.
Yes.
She died.
Yes.
She was very young.
Yeah, they're all gone. And then the father was the barber.
Yes.
Up across from the Winansko house.
Mm-hmm. And Leslie was my age, I think. And I remember his older brother. What's his name?
There was Ray and Lee.
Who drove for?
Huh?
Who was a chauffeur for somebody?
Oh, I
the
think.
Oldest one.
Oh, I think it was Ray.
I didn't know him so well. I mean, that's how it was.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it was the next one that I remember. He was the town policeman, wasn't he, at one time?
Yes, he was.
The last time I was here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because I stopped and spoke to him. I remember.
Well, that must have been several years ago.
A long time ago.
Yes.
Yeah. I think the last time I was here was when Dallas died.
Yes, I remember you were. I saw you up in the cemetery. Yes. Right. 1973.
That much time has gone since she died.
Yes, and that was the last time you were in Lakeville. And
yes.
Before that, you hadn't been here for many years, is that right?
I hadn't been, I think, since I came home from Europe.
Right.
I had never been up through Vermont. I've never been to that part of Canada that's north of New York State.
Yes.
And I wanted to go up and see it. And so we went up to the Adirondacks. And I didn't care much for it. I couldn't see that it was as pretty as it is here. It may not have gone in the prettier places.
Yes.
But we went out up to Canada, and it was such a surprise that nobody spoke English in that part of Canada. You couldn't even ask directions or get gas or anything, because they even at a gas station. I think they played dumb.
They probably did, yes.
That's a habit they do sometimes.
Yes.
I didn't find it. But we came back on the other side of the lake, down to Vermont, and down into Lakeville. I don't remember if we stayed overnight or not.
In Lakeville?
We could have, if we did, we stayed at the Wake Robin.
Oh, yes. I remember the Wake Robin. Yes, that was run by Mrs. Hunter, remember?
Yes.
You remember Mrs. Hunter?
Yes, I remember.
Mm-hmm. And they always said that, wasn't it, Lady Churchill stayed at the Wake Robin. She had tea there.
I think they did.
And do, who else do you remember in town that you are wondering about?
I can remember most of the people in the town. Jones, who ran the Lakeville Journal.
Mr. Jones.
Yes, and that was the name of the man that worked there. I had two girls, one of them was Doris's friend.
Charles Burnham?
No. Doris and Andrew. He was the printer. Printer and Jones was the proprietor.
Yes.
Then down a couple of doors was the plumber.
The plumber. Who was that? This is right directly across now from the Holly Williams house. That whole area has changed.
Yes. All I can tell you about him is this. He was a plumber. And that was fine. His wife sang in the choir in the Methodist Church. She was a pretty little blonde.
Mm-hmm.
You remember her?
Yes.
But then there was a man worked for him. And they had the contract to do over the Randall House for the Bordens. And when it was all finished, Father said it was the worst thing they could have done. The helper put his hand in some paint and put his fingerprint on the bathroom wall over the tub. I don't know what went through his mind, but it wasn't very nice to do.
Well, did you go up to on the road to the farm that you used to have?
No. Does it go all the way up and around?
Yes, that now is a regular super highway. You remember it as
yes, sometimes the road washed out in the winter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to see the farm again, but we haven't done that yet.
Well, the farm is entirely gone now, and it's a big development up there.
Really?
It's called Tacony Hills.
I don't see it.
And the farm is gone, except the little farmhouse that was there.
Yes.
Just is there
that
alone
built
now.
In 1700 or something.
Yes. What? Yes.
We have time. I have a cousin in Winston that I remember.
In Winston?
When I was a small child. And I haven't seen him since then, or I've kept in contact. But when Tom was sick for so long, and then very sick while we were in, when we first went to Crosslands, why, that was all I thought about.
Mm-hmm.
And Parkinson's disease, so far they found nothing to cure it. They found things that help it. But I remember that Mother brought roots of peonies from her mother's home in New York and planted them down the sidewalk. I was telling Nancy from the front door.
I wonder about
them. They're still there.
Up at
the farmhouse.
At the farmhouse.
Yes.
Up that, the farmhouse is way up at the end of Reservoir Road, which is now, as I said, practically a super highway.
No, it wasn't. It was at least a half a mile or a mile from the reservoir.
Yes. From the from the Lakeville Reservoir.
Did they keep the brook?
Well, somewhere. They made a big pond up there now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all entirely different. And all the development is quite big now.
There's
a lot of beautiful houses out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are beautiful houses all over.
Yeah, isn't there? Yeah.
Whoever gives them the permits to build has taken some care to see that they build decent ones.
Yeah.
I mean, in keeping with the rest of the houses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you remember Dr. Hearn?
There was a...
He lived across from the Winansky house.
Yeah.
And that's an apartment place now. It was later taken over by Carrie White.
Peter Flynn lived there.
Peter Flynn lived there.
Is he still living?
No, he's gone.
Mike
Flynn, he's gone.
And the girls, is it Catherine?
Catherine and Greta.
Greta. I remember all of them. What did he even have the house down the hill from Flynn's? And in the windstorm, he used to go out with a clothesline and rope it around the house and tie it to trees. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
I hope that there'll be any children around to hear that.
And do you remember the Francis boys?
Oh, yes. I often quote them. The one who sold his wife to his brother for a watch when he came home from World War I. You may want to write that out.
Well, I have it on the recording.
I said you may want to edit it out.
Yes, right. And then there was Pete Francis.
Yes.
Remember, he worked with Bob Folks in your Winansko house. Oh. He Bob Folks was a cook, as you said.
Yes. Of course, he died many years ago.
Yeah, and then Pete Francis was, they all lived up on Belgo.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he went through the woods once from the farm, and he told the story that there was a bull moose came after him. For a time he had getting across there, and his cows used to get out and they get over in our garden at the farmhouse. And I remember his coming to the door and saying, "Nothing but damage my cow's food." I wonder what that meant. I'd never heard that word before.
I remember Sister Liz.
I remember there was a little girl.
Yes.
And I don't remember anything about her.
Well, she had some kind of spells or fits. And the Bradley homestead is up on the farmhouse road.
That's still there?
That's still there, but that's all been changed and renovated. It's beautiful now.
Well, it was a nice location. You could see way down the valley.
Yes, and the Francis boys lived up above the William Bradley homestead.
But didn't that go over to Millerton, that road?
Yes, that goes over toward Millerton.
Mm-hmm. And there's someone at the retirement place where I live who lives in Falls Village.
In Falls Village?
Yes. Don't ask me his name because I've forgotten.
There you go. So where you're down at the crossroads in Kennett Square, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
That's
it's not a crossroads. It's on a road. What? Crosslands is the name.
Oh, Crosslands.
Yes.
Parallels
Route 1.
Kennett Square,
yes.
Pennsylvania. That's where you're living now.
And that's right near the Longwood Gardens.
Oh, yeah.
Well known. Mm-hmm. And I called up another cousin who lives in Boston. And he said, "I've been down to Longwood Gardens twice. I wish I'd known you were there."
And is that,
I wish so too.
You have how many? You have just cousins left now.
Yes,
and
I'm the last leaf on the tree.
Yeah, I am too, except for cousins. Yes,
of course. Nancy has Darcy's children.
Oh
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
Nancy
and
Frank.
This is Nancy, your daughter.
Yes.
And then did you have how many other children?
I have a son. I have one.
You have a son.
Mm-hmm. He's in New York.
New York.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's great to have someone that's back.
Four great-grandchildren.
How many grandchildren?
No, yes. Four great-grandchildren.
Four great-grandchildren. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You go ahead.
Were you from 1930? Oh, you used to come up here
in the summertime.
Oh, the swinging bridge. Oh, yes, the old swinging bridge. And they tore it down when Bill Barnett was selectman because it was a hazard. And it was the only one or two swinging bridges left in the United States. And we were really sad about that, to lose it.
The boys used to come down to Knoxville and four or five would get on that bridge. And they made it swing. I can remember Father going out in front of the house and yelling at them.
Oh yes, that was kind of brave.
I remember it very well.
You do.
And also in the summertime there was a little baby that got
wet. And I went to that summer. Where does Marsha live?
Marsha lives over on the lake shore, over near, over on the Route 44 going toward north, and then she lives, you turn off, and she lives over there on the lake shore. All of the lakes around now have all these red houses now.
Well, when I lived in Lakeville, there was no lake property for sale, practically.
There was no lake property? Well, no, they didn't. They had a lot of property, but
yes,
nobody thought about buying it at that time.
Well, yes, they did. Everybody that came to follow the real estate business wanted to buy it.
Well, they
Mother
did.
Used to say that they wanted half an acre with a big book on it and geraniums in front of it.
Well, goodness.
But the...
I didn't know that Nancy was, you came, you were here.
On vacation.
On vacation.
Then at the daycare, we used to go down to the lake to swim. And then the transports up beyond the hotel.
Between the hotel and the lake, and swimming.
Oh yes, the tennis courts. Well, those, of course, are all gone now.
I didn't see them. That's where we played tennis.
Yeah, the tennis.
I used to take some time in New York State to visit some caves.
You have to go to a cave.
And you
over there? Did you have to go to a cave over there toward Millerton?
The cave?
Yeah. I haven't heard of it.
Not toward Millerton.
I don't know where it was. It was across the New York State line.
Probably over near New York State. Just for a cave.
Just a small one.
A very small cave, probably, yeah. Or maybe it was over near Indian Pond.
Can you shut that off for me? I'll ask you some questions.
Oh, sure. Sure, just a minute.